I've got some news for you.
It's the news that didn't make the news.
Good morning, I'm Abby, obsessed with my sausage dog, Smith. Well, never did I think you could get dogs and bears confused, but clearly you can after this story from China. A family were left shocked after their cute little pet puppy they purchased 2 years ago didn't actually stop growing and is now a 250-pound black bear. Yeah, it's like when your significant other says, let's get this puppy, he's so cute, then bang, it's the size of a horse and you wake up with hair in your mouth because it's climbed onto your bed in the middle of the night. The Chinese woman thought she'd paid for a Tibetan Mastiff puppy, but it turns out the random selling him on the side of the road was telling fibs. Things got a little sus after she realised he was eating for a bear appetite, not a dog appetite, going through a box of fruit and two buckets of noodles every day, kind of like me on the weekend, hashtag balance. Once he started walking on hind legs though, the joke was, well, kind of over, but they'd become so attached to the giant beast they just didn't want to give him up. Personally, I get real angry when I accidentally pick up a hard avocado instead of a soft one, so that bear would be out of my front door and into the wild, like my future children will be as soon as they turn 18.
Now, look, in this scenario, how is it that they've just figured out, because it's like, it's only eating food, nothing to do with the fact that it's a different creature?
I feel like surely the look of it, wouldn't you look at it and go, that doesn't really look like a pet puppy, that looks like a pet bear.
Dead giveaway, I feel it's a bear, not a dog, because they have differences.
They do, but apparently it was fine, and she even thought, she thought it was fine and it was eating a lot. She thought, okay, maybe it's just going to be sort of a big dog, but then all of a sudden it started walking on its hind legs all of a sudden, yeah. So then bang, hello, it's a bear.
Well, I would have been, she sounded annoyed. Because she was like, I paid for a puppy and got a bear. But for me, a bear's more expensive, I would assume.
Well, you would assume. But it's like a random guy selling it on the side of the street. When do you ever trust random people selling stuff on the side of the street?
No. Ever. Lesson of the day, don't buy dogs/bears from people on the side of the street.
Exactly.
But I've just clued onto something. We have a white poodle, or so we think. Incredible back leg balance. Mother of God, it's a short,
curly head. Oh my God, it could be a bear.